This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I myself have gotten too comfortable with the tyranny, by successful approximation, by incrementalism, to where I was just sitting here this weekend going, I'm not even this upset that they're going to start confiscating. It's well over a million vets since Clinton that have had their guns taken, most of the time for no reason. And then I saw the LA Times reporting on it like it was good. They're not even hiding it. And then I realized I've got to make a big deal out of this week. That's what we're fighting against, is the normalization of the bottom dropping out and just living under total tyranny. I've been ranting, Patrick Howley. You've got the floor for the last 4 minutes to go over other points you'd like to make about this and other things you've got on your radar screen with their anti-gun push.
You know, this is something that's been in the works for a long time. One of President Obama's major political disappointments was how the Senate blocked his background checks bill when it came up in a filibuster. Ted Cruz, thankfully, was able to save that from going through. And so he was very unhappy. He had the Newtown families out there and saying this is a shameful day for the Senate. So now that he's in his legacy building mode, he is really focusing on disarmament and getting guns away from the kinds of people that he doesn't want to have guns. And, you know, the gangbangers in inner cities, they have guns, okay? Cartels coming across the border have guns. Lots of people who are in the Progressive Coalition have guns. But why is it that veterans, and why is it that a certain kind of older, more conservative-leaning person is now being targeted? I think that what you said earlier about the fact that they always thought that a civil war was going to occur in this country, or that the civil war is still going on, I think that comes straight off the 60s college campuses. I think Obama's trained in that. I think Hillary Clinton certainly is trained on that, personal friend of Saul Alinsky. And I think that as long as the progressive movement is still able to get all this money from Europe and from George Soros and from these big-time socialist billionaires to keep their supremacy going, the heated-up, ridiculous nonsense rhetoric, violent, divisive rhetoric of 60s college campuses is going to continue to dominate the political conversation in this country. And they'll use CNN, they'll use the media, they'll use the New York Times and their media apparatus to get their points out and to put that propaganda out there. But the fever dreams of their 60s radical student days live on now in public policy, and I think that's a very scary thing.
I just keep thinking there's got to be some end to it. It gets more bizarre, more weird, more crazy by the minute. I go back to the example of Ron Silver saying, how dare them threaten us with jets? You know, it's the military. That's how anti-American they are. And then Hillary's like, no, those are our jets now. I mean, they've dominated and taken over and already wrecked things so bad. What do they think is going to happen when they push people all the way to the wall? They're going to have a civil war and then put libertarians and conservatives in internment camps, fun camps that Hillary talked about and Wesley Clark talked about. I mean, they really are villains, but they're so weak and pathetic. Don't they know once they push things into real revolution, they're going to get their butts kicked?
Well, they're certainly trying to stamp out the ideology. I have a sister who's 16, and ask her about any political issue based on her schooling in public education or private education on college campuses, and she will recite the most left-wing propaganda I've ever heard in my entire life. They're brainwashing these children. They are stamping out the ideology that they don't like. They think that they can get the young people to march in lockstep with the progressive movement, and there aren't going to be any young libertarians or young right-wingers cropping up in the future. And so the ones who already exist need to be taken care of. I don't think it's going to come to internment camps, but what's the difference when you have ATF knocking down your door and putting a gun in your face and saying, give us guns, because you have a nurse, and so therefore you're on the criminal background check.
Sure, it's the same thing. I mean, it's like Seinfeld's a big liberal, and he said, my daughter, I said, hey, you have a boyfriend? And she goes, that's sexist. I mean, just it's a cult. they really are a cult by every sense. Thank you so much, Patrick Halley, Daily Caller. Thank you so much. Your reports are key. Folks, get them out and get the video of this interview out to everybody you know.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You've got it.
The news machine is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth.
You've got it.
We see the earth now.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of July, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And there's so much important news today that I had cleared the decks of two guests that we already had booked for the broadcast. And we're going to reschedule both Larry Nichols, the Clinton insider with the latest intel, and Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower, to interviews next week. But then, getting into the office, I knew that yesterday, Joe Biggs, InfoWars reporter, had gone out to the different Armed Services recruiting centers in Central Texas to investigate what they were basically doing to protect themselves and to draw attention to the fact that they're not allowed to be armed when they're obviously soft targets and something that Islamic extremists have been targeting for years. There's not just the attack of last week or the Garland situation. There have been other Army, Navy, Air Force Marine recruiting centers that have been attacked before, but it's kept very quiet and is out of the headlines very quick. Whenever you see a situation like a white supremacist who's on amnesiac drugs going in and killing nine innocent black people, it's made the biggest news story for a month, used to remove Confederate flags, to try to pass anti-free speech laws, to have Homeland Security get more funding under FEMA, to set up a domestic extremist monitoring network of secret police. But when you have foreigners pouring in who aren't compatible because of their Wahhabist, Saudi Arabia extremist background, we're told that we need to just understand it's not terrorism. And so I've been on the phone with Joe Biggs. Jakari Jackson is out there with him as well. They're going to be on with us at 12:08 or 8 minutes into the next hour at the major Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force recruiting center at South Park Meadows in South Austin. Paul Watson is going to do a quick article on this, and then we're going to have video by the next hour to add to the article. Here is the breaking news. Joe went out there to several different recruiting centers, and the recruiters inside wouldn't talk to him, said, "We've been ordered not to talk to anybody." That was 2 days ago. He went back out there yesterday in his Army uniform with a head down 5.56 M4, and they appreciated the protection and said, "Okay, come on in. We're going to tell you what's going on. We're getting death threats at recruiting centers all over the country, in Las Vegas, in areas of Florida, and we're getting activity we're not even supposed to tell you about the specifics right here in Central Texas in San Marcos. And we've reached out to San Marcos. They say they're not allowed to talk about it." While Biggs was there, a guy in a beat-up Marine Corps uniform was driving around in circles around the recruiting center at South Park Meadows while he was standing guard for 7 hours yesterday. Pulled up, looked at Biggs, rolled down the window, was Arabic, gave Biggs a very suspicious look, and sped off. It appears there are people just where he's at that are casing things, and there are phone calls being made and threats. And they've been told don't talk about it. Again, ISIS was allowed to recruit on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. The Free Syrian Army for 5 years has been recruiting in the United States, the UK, and Europe heavily. They get more fighters from Europe and the United States and from the stands under Russia than they do out of Saudi Arabia and Qatar and other areas. So they've allowed to recruit these groups. They've put them in power. They've changed the name to ISIS. Obama has said the answer isn't bombing them. And what you've got is fellow travelers who are buying into the ideology, lone wolves, bots, operating on their own. The globalists don't want this. They want a Saudi Arabian NATO-backed proxy army that the Pentagon's exposed 2 years ago and told Obama they weren't going to back, so they just switched this new strategy. So to the Pentagon's credit and to the military's credit, they've been not going along with this and dragging their feet and leaking the information. They don't want these attacks because it exposes that the West is supporting these groups and the border's wide open. That's why there could be 5 more attacks, 10 more attacks, 20 more attacks. They are never going to say it's Islamic extremism. They could attack police departments, shopping malls, schools, anything. They're doing this. There were more attacks all over the Middle East, Africa, and Europe this week. Ships getting blown up. Refineries getting blown up. France is getting hit every few days. They're covering most of them up, just saying, "Oh, this refinery blew up. That refinery blew up. Somebody just shot a cop. We don't know what's going on." The political correctness, so they can bring in the massive numbers of people whose cultures aren't compatible and then play off the clash of civilizations, use the threat as a way to federalize local police, which they'll then double back and use on the patriots, the veterans, the gun owners, which Homeland Security admits is the domestic terror and their main enemy. Now, even the Washington Post had to admit that there are big demonstrations at the Army recruiting centers in Chattanooga, the Marine Corps recruiting centers, and other centers by people that understand what's going on. They invoked Islamophobia to go take out Iraq that hadn't done anything to us and was opposing radical jihad. I'm not lionizing Saddam. The truth is he was a good guy compared to these people. They're trying to take out Assad, a good guy compared to these people. A good guy compared to Saddam, by the way. Of all these people, one of the better people. Some could say actually a good guy. Gaddafi, not a good guy, but starts working with the West for 8 years, gets shut up, they bring in Al-Qaeda, ruin the country. That was the plan. This is so big, and I got so upset when I learned about this, and I mean, this isn't an act. The crew knows it. I could barely go on air 15 minutes ago. And luckily, we had a John Bowne report on this very subject, how John McCain has been caught funding the Free Syrian Army and ISIS, so it fit in together. See, this is a normal response to physically get angry. Physically. Because I projected out in my mind how the story will go. It'll probably be ignored. Nothing will be done about it. There'll be more attacks. It's insane. By the way, call Joe. I know he's filed a report, but we're just going to go to him live next hour. Will you please have him tweet so we can add it to Watson's article? 5 or 6 tweets breaking down what happened, that he's here in Austin, South Park Meadows, was told they're getting threats all over the country. Everything he told me, that they've been told that they're not supposed to talk to the media, and that they're really concerned, and they know they're sitting ducks. Because we're breaking the fact that we were told by the people, we're not going to say who, but the folks that work there, that yes, they're getting confirmed reports from Nevada, from Florida, and other states that they're getting threats, and they're getting threats in San Marcos, but aren't at liberty to go into details. That's south of Austin. We have the governors calling for arming the recruiting centers. But it's insane, especially in states where it's legal to own guns. Why don't we just have folks that have concealed carry who are off duty be able to then, when they're on duty, have a sidearm? And it's because for the last decade or so, any time a high-level operative of the globalist, Secretary of State, Defense Department Secretary, you name it, is at a base, they disarm all the troops. Knowing that there's a very low probability, but it could happen, that one of them could shoot somebody. See, that's their attitude. They want everyone disarmed. And all of this is going on in the midst of the vets who are on basically any form of disability. It's not just mental problems, not just diagnosed with PTSD or whatever, which they hand that designation out like it's nothing. That then you're told, sorry, you can't buy guns anymore, and the police are coming by, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Sanchez, Mr. Chow, whatever your name is, every race, color, and creed, you're being screwed over. You're having your rights taken. And it's been done to the vets, well, even longer than 10 years. Clinton started it. It kind of stopped under Bush, started up at the end of his administration, and then has been in hyperwarp since Obama got in. And they've disarmed over 1 million veterans under Obama. And you'll read the Bloomberg headlines, gun confiscations begin in California. The federally funded task force has a list today. More than 50 people they're going to visit. Most of them veterans that are disabled or have PTSD or who have traumatic brain injuries. So imagine, you can hardly talk, but you've still got your IQ. You got blown up in an IED, or you know, maybe your legs are blown off in some of the cases. And they come in and they go, hello, Mr. Jones. Hello, Mr. Sanchez. We don't want any trouble, but it's been designated now with your medical records that you're disabled, you can't have your gun. And they said in Bloomberg and in the Associated Press and in all the articles that were out yesterday, they said, we're modeling this. In fact, you guys pull those out of the stack. Thank you. It was in the LA Times, too. We're modeling this after the VA, how they decide whether a veteran can have a gun or not. So the gun confiscation has begun by stealth. It's just out in the open. But don't worry. The original El Chapo, Caitlyn Jenner, gets a Courage Award because he got his hair done and wears a dress. He isn't even the real El Chapo. He didn't even have it removed. I mean, literally they're bringing in jihadis from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. We're being attacked, and we're worried about a guy who's in a dress.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com. So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle? It's Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We'll be right back.
press the accelerator down too much, I can throw a rod or blow the engine. I am just completely overwhelmed with news. I don't even know how to cover all this. There's a new video that MSNBC is defending of another Planned Parenthood ghoul talking about how they haggle about the prices for harvesting organs from the babies they kill. And it just makes me so sick to see these people that call themselves the left being so evil and so parasitic. And they even look like villains from movies. And then I see the Republican leadership working with them. And you hear them talking about lowballing on the body parts and how to get the prices down or how to sell them for more. It physically turns your stomach as they run around saying, we have the moral high ground, we have the moral high ground, we are your God, do as we say, your kids belong to us, when they're clearly predators. And they know they're predators. I remember with Mike Hansen, he's got two or three of the TV reports, and then we dug through the archives and could never find it. I interviewed Michael Dell. He was there, interviewed all these former Dallas Cowboys. They had a smart growth conference in Austin in like 1997. And I went to it at the Austin Convention Center. They just finished it. And I went in there, and they let me in. And I would go, you're taking people's property and turning around and selling it for a profit. It's not even for the earth. You're stealing property. And they would go, ha, ha, get out of my way, idiot. Of course we are. And I walked up to this famous Dallas Cowboy. And I said, yes, I was just watching the conference. You admit it's a big business and Bank of America's here. And he goes, get out of my way. And just shoved me out of the way as soon as he heard what I was saying. And they would look at me and go, of course we are. And it was just so predatory. It's like in a Disney movie or something where you're at the bad guy's hideout and the criminals are standing around with the robbed loot. They're going, this is really good. Oh, yeah. Put that little one in the dungeon. Yeah. I mean, they act like Skeksis out of the Dark Crystal. When I was growing up around my family that were really nice, loving, good, hardworking people, I thought when I went and saw archetypes in movies of corrupt gangsters or of serial killers or of whatever the case was, that that was Hollywood overdoing it. Until I met real New York Mafia, and they act just like that. I'm not saying they're the ultimate evil. I'm just saying they really act over the top and, you know, the fake crying and all of it. And the, oh, I love so much. Oh, you, oh, and then meanwhile, you get around really wicked people. The mafia is like angels compared to them on average. And they are like, oh, yes, that's all ours. I mean, you just cannot understand the evil we're dealing with. I mean, I know you do. It's just, this new video makes me so angry. I can't stand to even play it because I think I'll start smashing things. I've kind of reached the point where I can't put up with it anymore. We got borders wide open. They're bringing radical Islamists in, allowing them to recruit, allowing them to gear up. And when they start having terror attacks, our freedoms will be taken. And they admit the Homeland Security gear up is for the Patriots. And then I think about how they have thousands of pharmacological crops growing open air that grow everything from live AIDS virus to chemicals. Yes, you can program corn to grow basically anything you want. And that stuff's jumping into other crops and spreading, and all these new mystery diseases are spreading, and neurological disorders are spreading. And if you look at the graph, within another 15 years, basically 80% of people will have cancer, 77% of people will have neurological disorders. There's just going to be people flopping around having seizures and dying of cancer everywhere. Already you go to a grocery store or a mall, and half the kids look like they've been shot with a mutation gun. I mean, I guess it is biblical. I guess it's the mass plagues. And then no one even cares because everything is being lectured by Caitlyn Jenner in a giant publicity stunt for reality TV. I mean, what a fantastic world where world governments here, they put fluoride in the water, GMOs mutating everything, and then and we're obsessed with a guy in a dress. I mean, it's freakazoid. It's Twilight Zone. It's like the whole world's on PCP. And if you're sane, they say you're insane.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The story's top linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's on the Facebook page and Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Steve Watson wrote the article. Please get it out to everyone you know. And what's sick is MSNBC is defending it. That'll come back on you. MSNBC shills for Planned Parenthood as second damning video is released. Footage shows official haggling over price of baby body parts, jokes about buying a Lamborghini with the profits. Now, again, the way to shut this down is to have folks open an open market for the body parts, and then it'll drive up prices. And I love the fact that what Sean Davis points out to Twitter, if you wrote a horror script where abortionists haggle over baby body parts prices over wine and Lamborghini talk, nobody would believe it. Yeah, I mean, this woman out of Central Casting just looks like a soulless demon, and they're all like it. And I've gone out and demonstrated for 20 years at abortion clinics, and almost every time, like the devil out of a poof of smoke, weird people in black outfits show up and go, Satan, and just start attacking. And we even have it on video. And when we're not doing it at the Capitol, when there's Christians just praying, trying to ban partial birth, women in flowery colors, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, mainly white and black, mainly white, actually, start going, Satan, blah. I mean, it's interdimensional, it's Satanism, it's real. Something is going on. In every one of these videos, there's wine, caviar, lavish restaurants, I love Lamborghinis, dead babies, and then MSNBC's like, it's so liberal, oh yeah, Caitlyn Jenner, oh, we got the moral high ground, guy's gonna be a girl. I mean, it's just, it's crazy, these people are demons. They just appear and start crawling out of trash cans. One guy ran and hid in the dumpster. I mean, they're like demons. And when you confront them, they'll actually just basically roll around on the ground like in Christ time, saying, we are legion. You are legion. I'm sick of you. Ugh. It's like wearing the glasses, folks. I'm telling you, it's like they live. In fact, maybe I should just settle down and play that 6-minute piece that McBreen put together from They Live when we had Rowdy Piper on, because... You know, I feel like Rowdy Piper, when he's trying to get his buddy to put the glasses on, he won't do it. He goes, put these glasses on or start eating concrete, man. I mean, once you see it, there's no going back. Just take the red pill, people! Do you really want to side with ghoul women over 200 bottle red wine? Talking about Lamborghinis and from baby part sales. I mean, do you really want that on your conscience? I don't even know if I can do the show at this point. I just... You know why I don't like it when the cops pull me over and give me a ticket? It's not that I'm mad they're giving me a ticket for speeding. I shouldn't be speeding. It's dangerous. It's not good. I get we got to have some law and order. It's that they'll be... Is there a reason you were speeding 10 miles over the speed limit? Like, is there a reason you're not arresting people selling baby parts? Is there a reason everything's so high and mighty whenever, it's just the hypocrisy of it, whenever Donald Trump says McCain's no hero, when it's been in mainstream news that he blew up the deck of a ship and got away with it and was a trustee at the Hanoi Hilton and helped cover up the missing MIAs and is a total piece of crap? But so what if Trump said something about veterans that was bad, which he didn't? He actually supports, and I'm not defending Trump overall, but he supports treating people at the VA, not having death lists. So see, really supporting troops, you get attacked. Really supporting them, you get attacked, and then the veterans groups can weigh in and the Republican leadership and go... The very Republican leadership going along with putting the troops on don't treat list can go, you don't care about our veterans. You have attacked all veterans. And then the veterans groups, bought and paid for, go, that's right. You have attacked all veterans. No, he attacked John McCain. Same way he said a bunch of these illegals coming in are criminals. He didn't say Mexicans were criminals. He said a bunch of the illegals coming in are fleeing justice and are not good immigrants. Mexico's collapsed. Of course he's telling the truth. That's indisputable. But they change it to Donald Trump doesn't like Mexicans and says they're lazy criminals. Never said that. You go to the actual speech, he said a lot of people from Latin America are hardworking, good Christian people that I'd like to hire. But a lot of them now are criminals and we need to stop them. So they turn that around. It's the same deal. And then they can have a bunch of ghouls sitting around in every video, drinking expensive wine in fancy restaurants, talking about Lamborghinis. And man, I'm telling you folks, I've been around them. I even have it on video now. They will come over and in a Linda Blair voice go, nobody wants the black people. You're like, whoa, what was that? They're like, ah, that's right, we'll kill you someday. You're like, I mean, I remember one time I was down there protesting the Fortune 500 and all the communists were down there. They had a Fortune 500 meeting. at the Four Seasons, and they came and they said, "We're going to kill you someday." And they're not trying to talk like demons. They are. This little red-bearded Papa Smurf-like guy with these other people, and they're just weak, soulless vessels that I guess the lowest common denominator demon jumps into. I guess they jump into pigs, you know, like Christ said. And I guess that's what it's really coming down to. Whatever it is, metaphysical, galactic, energy wavelengths, group consciousness, I don't know. But it's always trendy women lisping, driving brand new Mercedes, drinking 200 bottle red wine, talking and smacking. And you're like, let me try not to chop them up in too big a pieces because we get all the goodies out of them. And they start like going, and just kind of thrusting around. Like they're Amy Winehouse singing some blues jazz riff. But you're not on stage turning on a bunch of men. You're a sick freak talking about baby parts. It's not like you're in front of your husband in the bedroom. You're talking about dead body parts and they're just wiggling around in their chair. Oh, I can't handle it anymore. I'm about to throw up. I actually just had to throw up in my throat. Ugh, I want away from these people. I don't like them. They say our kids belong to them. You understand? They're coming. They're coming for us. God, I can't stand them. They're dangerous. Look at this woman if you're watching us on TV. The buyer. If you lowball, I'll act pleasantly surprised, and you'll know it's a lowball. Sitting around like they're horse traders talking about babies. And the women come in. It's not a child. Don't worry, dear. You paid your $300. We keep low prices for you. I'm going to get $400,000 off this. Oh, I'm liberal. Oh, hold on. Let me act liberal. Hi. I've always told you, they put on these NPR voices. Hi. Calm down. Sit and relax. Sit and be calm. I love you. I can't wait. Red wine, Lamborghinis, I'll dominate everybody. And these are the people lecturing everybody. Excuse me. The second sting video has been released showing a Planned Parenthood official haggling over the price of aborted baby tissue and body parts. During the gruesome conversation, medical director, council president, Dr. Mary Gator even jokes that she wishes to buy a Lamborghini with the profits. Yeah, as if you'll ever be able to use it or be happy, you demon. Look at those eyes. She's got those shark eyes. They always do. And Sean Davis says he wrote a horror script with abortionists haggle over baby parts prices, one wine over wine and Lamborghini. I can't even read it. I'm so angry. Excuse me. If you wrote a horror script where abortionists haggle over baby parts prices over wine and Lamborghini talk, nobody would believe it. Exactly. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the piece with the folks haggling over the dead baby parts and the Lamborghinis and the red wine and all the rest of it. Here it is.
Hello, I'm Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true.
The footage you are about to see was taken from an undercover meeting with top-level Planned Parenthood abortion doctor and executive. Some viewers may find this disturbing.
What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay?
It shall be unlawful for any person knowingly to acquire, receive, or otherwise transfer any human fetal tissue for valuable consideration. Hit pause. That's U.S. code. Now, expanding on this before I play more. You just saw the head of Planned Parenthood sit there, obviously lying. I mean, it's been caught. We know it. Notice her spin. We don't sell or we're not profiting from fetal tissue donation. So now it's a donation. Now they go, oh, yeah, we're doing something with your dead baby parts. It's a donation. Thank you for your organ harvesting donation. And, of course, they're not
making a profit because they're non-profit. The Lamborghinis and the helicopters and the fancy dinners every day and the lunches haggling over the goods that are melted down into cosmetics and everything else. That's all part of the non-profit. And then the people are paid by the non-profit for profit. So it's all legal twisting with Mr. Maddow and others defending it. You know, Rachel Maddow has attacked me now, I'm told. I've only seen it twice, three times, for selling high-quality nutraceuticals at affordable prices that fund her operation. When GNC does it, Whole Foods, that's okay. When we sell high-quality products, we're snake oil salesmen. But when you defend baby part selling, it's trendy and it's liberal. Because you're the moral high ground. You're a woman with a short haircut, like this lady. And if a woman has a short haircut, it means she's smarter than you, she's more moral than you, no matter what she does, she's the boss, learn it. On February 6, 2015, investigators posing as fetal tissue procurement company met with the president of the Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council. That's the head of the council, Dr. Mary Jatter. Now let's go to the tape.
We'll be exhibiting at the Medical Directors Council meeting in a couple of weeks, so I don't know if you'll be attending.
I'm now the president of that organization.
Oh, wow.
She's the president. Act liberal. Act liberal. I'm liberal. I rule.
So we had just started the conversation. This is what it's going to be. They're a startup that they have been about a year in business. They're a no-profit company that's connecting researchers with people willing to donate tissue. Our volume, thank you for giving it to me, is 800 a year. We're 60 in the second trimester. And we're just starting to talk about how the process works with Novogenics down in Los Angeles when I was there. Okay? To back up a little bit, TPFA, our parent body, is on board with tissue donation, but we have to ask for a waiver to do it, and we have to lay out for them what our program's going to be like. And the mechanics of it was that Heather, a Novogenics person, would come to the site, and our staff would sign the patients up and get consent, and then Heather would look at the tissue and take what she is required. So logistically, we have to do anything. So there's compensation for this, and we have to do anything. So there's compensation for this, and there was a discussion as I was leaving. They had been paying by the case, and there was some discussion about doing it in a different way, or how
so
we're used to doing, how we're used to doing compensation.
This audio probably doesn't translate too well over AM radio. A lot of our stations are AM affiliates. Anybody who wants to, you can go to Infowars.com and see the video. And it's very clear to hear what she says, and there's closed captioning. We're going to go back to more in a moment because I want to put this on record. But notice, now because there's heat on this the last few years with the pro-life group saying it's happening, first they go, it's insane, it's not happening. MSNBC and CNN say so, and we're women with short haircuts. You do what we say. Janet Reno burned down Waco, but she had a short haircut, so it's okay. And then, now they're like, you got to get them to sign the forms, and, you know, you get more money the bigger the baby is. And she goes over, giving the woman $200, $400, $800. Oh, you waited till 7 months. We're going to bring in a special medical team, and you're going to get a couple $1,000, sweetie. What we're not going to tell you is we're going to get hundreds of thousands because we can get full size. And then it's come out at other abortuaries around the country. They keep that baby alive. They don't suck its brains out. They get it out, and then they gut it right there, make sure all those organs are kept in proper perspective so they can be gotten out quickly. Now, people like this doctor who's on there, who's on the council, they like to keep their hands clean. So, you know, she probably doesn't even know all the stuff that's going on. That's how compartmentalized this is. But that's what we know from China and other countries where this goes on. You can go read Snopes. Snopes, last time I checked, it's a woman with a cat. She's a woman with a cat in an apartment. So she says what's real and what's not. China doesn't sell organs. And again, Bill Clinton's not a liar either. But before they do the vivisection on your baby, there's a lot of money involved. Human vivisection has been listed as a form of torture, but hey, if it's for a baby, why not? If a woman with a short haircut says it's okay, you know it is. Because they're our bosses. Let's go back.
Okay, so I'd like, what would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of?
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay?
Okay. I don't think so. I would like to know.
Here's the haggling.
What would make you happy? What would work for you?
I'm gonna skip the network break, but no more today. But I'm getting too upset. I just can't even play ads anymore when this is going on. The reason I'm getting so angry is I'm angry. I can barely be on air right now because I'm watching the video of her with this vampire look. If I was scripting for a female evil vampire in a movie, like a head female vampire, she'd be it. Her lips come back like some type of reptiles or something mechanically away from the teeth, and the tongue comes out when she talks about baby parts. Well, first, why don't you tell me what she's paying? I mean, she's just sitting there salivating over all the profits and just looks like evil incarnate. Oh, if I gave you my real MO on these people, I know exactly what they're up to. Oh, my God, I just know too much. It's like Gnarls Barkley says, I'm not crazy because I didn't know enough. I know too much. I mean, these people, Joseph Mengele did stuff like this, and he's known as the Angel of Death. And this is the Angel of Death flying free. Now, can we go out to break in the last minute of this hour with the Angel of Death, please?
Okay. I don't think so. I would like to know what would make you happy. What would work for you?
Well, you know, in negotiations, the person who shows up to figure first is at a loss, right? So.
No, I don't look at it that way. I know. You want to play that game, I get it. But I want...
Lowball, so I'm used to low things.
You know what? If you lowball, I'll act pleasantly surprised, and you'll know it's a lowball.
Okay.
What I want to know is what would work
pause.
For you?
Back it up a minute. I want to play all this again. We'll give you all our supplies. See, dead babies dehumanizing us with supplies. You notice in work in the West under UNESCO rules, human labor is called human resources. It's all in your face with these ghouls who are weak, who are evil, but are willing and able to manipulate men and women that have hearts. I mean, I've got a bleeding heart, people. I love innocence. I love people of every human derivation. I love honor. I love strength. I love dignity. And I sit here watching humans torn apart all around me, their minds torn apart, their futures torn apart, victims of political correctness that is a science to destabilize the human community for globalist dismantlement and rendering down into a subhuman slave class. And they have White House-run publications, when I talk about this, put out transcripts and make jokes. This isn't a joke, fool! You're drinking fluoride, you're eating GMO, you're going to die a horribly excruciating death, your children probably are. The time of judgment's coming from your own system. God judges us just letting us be under you. And none of your evil friends are going to come see you when you're dying of cancer in the hospital. I mean, don't you have any common sense? What is superstition? It's God-fearing. People that are heathen don't have a relationship with God or the universe, but they still feel it and feel like they should be worried about what they're up to. And you people have no connection to God, no connection to common sense, no connection to empathy. That's why you talk about empathy all day. They have studies out from the University of Canada in Toronto and the sister university in Ottawa. And the British did a study, too. BBC reported it, that liberals are 6 times more likely to steal and 6 times more likely not to give in charity. But that's a modern liberal. These aren't liberals. These people are ghoul trash that, oh, I can't stand them anymore. Hell, save us from these scum. I can go to an abortion clinic in Denver or New York and announce I'm going to be there, and people in black outfits will just slither up screaming, we love Satan. Do you understand? We're facing an army of scum. And what's weird is they have chicken necks. They can hardly walk. They're ugly. They're stupid. And they're evil. And they hurt good people. And they rule us. God, all because the devil's giving them all the... Excuse me, delay all that. See, I told you I probably can't be on air. I just can't look at that witch anymore. The humanity in me wants to smash her. You want to smash little children? You want to sell them? You want to talk about the supplies? Did you delay that, John Harmon? Just play the damn... Just play it!
Oh, no.
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay it?
Okay. I don't think so. I would like to know what would make you happy. What would work for you?
Well, you know, negotiations, the person who shows up to figure first is at a loss, right? So...
I don't look at it that way. I know. You want to play that game, I get it. But no, I want... You know what? If you lowball, I'll act pleasantly surprised, and you'll know it's a lowball.
Okay.
What I want to know is what would work for you. Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you really...
Oh,
that's way too low. That's way too low. I want to keep you happy.
We're not interested in the money. So why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay? And we don't want to be in the position of being accused of selling tissue and stuff like that. On the other hand, there are costs associated with abuse of
exactly.
So what do you think of that?
Right. So way higher than that. Like to start at around 100.
Okay.
I'm going to play more later. I'm going to play the haggling from here. It's like 7 minutes left. And then she does talk about how she's going to buy a Ferrari and all the rest of it. I mean, it's pure evil. And I'm sorry I blew up there. It gets to me, though, all this news. I mean, and to see them dismantling everything and to know they're poisoning us on purpose and just to know how wicked they are, because I've been fighting them for 23 years, 20 years on air. And I was naive 20 years ago, or 23 years ago. I'd be at events, and they'd go, of course, we're criminals. We're going to get you, and you'll never succeed. John Harmon heard the top professor, one of the heads of the Army War College, Thomas Barnett, during a two-minute part of a break. It was a three-minute break, but I talked to him for like 2 minutes. And I go, listen, you're not going to have world government dominate the U.S., and you're not going to take our guns. And he's just like, oh, you will fail. Nothing will stop us. I mean, he's heard him. Harmon up there running things and hearing the guests when I talked to him during break, he's heard it all. He's heard Rothkopf try to get me to work with him at the Kissinger Group. Come on, Alex, I thought you'd be smarter. Thought I could come on and convince you. You're part of the super class now. Go ahead and come in and be part of the winning team. Well, I don't think I need to be on anymore. I've tried talking to you. Same thing. I mean, they just think, oh, you, I could join you and hang around with a bunch of vampires and drink red wine? Surgery with no anesthesia. The angel of death flying free. All you evil people think you've got power. You worship the dark idol of death. You think you're safe under the wings of Satan. You're going to be slowly eaten. Your liver being torn out forever. Everything you've done to the little ones, you will pay for it. God ties a millstone around your neck and cast you into the gates of hell, where you'll fall forever and be amongst the souls of those that worship death. You'll be sent to the Phantom Zone. We'll be back in the second hour. Hell awaits!
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.